It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and today we are joined in studio by our good friend, Lieutenant John Burton from the Salvation Army here in Charlottetown. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
You've been in this studio before, and it's always a pleasure to have you in here, and we will chat about Toys for Tots and the season at hand, but we've had you on here a few times. Let's get to know you a little bit better here, okay?
Well, that can be dangerous.
People have seen you in the news and all over the place and social media and videos here and there, so let's get to know John Burton. You're not originally from the island, but nope. We have definitely adopted you. Tell me when you came here, the wife, the kids, all that fun stuff.
Well, originally, my family moved from Southern Ontario to Nova Scotia in 1971. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up, I spent a lot, most of my formative years, I get in Nova Scotia. And then after I finished university, I went to Mount Allison University, moved out to BC. That's where I met my wife. Mm-hmm. She's from British Columbia. And then we ended up moving back to Nova Scotia in 2012. And then that's when we decided to... shortly after that, to do a change in career after we were, 25 years in our respective industries, I'd become Salvation Army officers. And then that's in Winnipeg. So we had to spend 2 years in Winnipeg. And then we were so happy when we finished that we were being posted to Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, back in the Maritimes. Mm-hmm. And so back in 2019, we got to come back to the Maritimes, kind of a coming home for me.
Right.
Because I just love being here.
Right.
And so, and then we spent a year in Glace Bay, and then we got to move to Charlottetown last year, or the summer of 2021. And that was amazing.
I mean,
Glace Bay is a beautiful place, beautiful people.
Right.
We really enjoyed it. But Prince Edward Island and coming to kind of a capital city like Charlottetown, we're excited about that. Really excited. It's beautiful here.
And it must be very similar, like the Maritimes on the whole. You know, you say PEI is a very special place. The Maritimes in general, we're a very special breed of people in general.
That's true. I have to say, when we first moved back to the Maritimes from being away for quite a while, when the plane flew over, started coming over New Brunswick and then into Nova Scotia and then flying into Halifax where we landed originally, a sense of peace came over me. It was wonderful.
And obviously, helping people is in your DNA. Hey, what's the best part about working with the team here in Charlottetown?
Well, the team here in Charlottetown is comprised of our employees, but also all of our volunteers.
Right.
And, everybody has that sense of, love thy neighbor. We need to look after each other. And it's very strong here in Charlottetown. It really is, and in Prince Edward Island, that looking after your neighbor. And so our team, they are recipients of help as well, many of them. And so they understand the need, and they understand how to give with dignity and with respect.
Right.
And so it's been wonderful to work with the people here. It really has.
Fantastic. We are going to chat more about the need this year. We mention it an awful lot about how the need has increased, and it just seems like every year it increases. But this year is a very big, very important year for the Toys for Tots campaign and for everything that you do at the Salvation Army. So we'll have more with Lieutenant John Burton from the Salvation Army, our interesting islander today on Ocean 100.
It's like candy canes, but for your ears. PEI's Christmas Favorites on Ocean 100. Brought to you by Hanson Solar Energy.
Lee's Lord of the Dance, June 30th in Summerside. Tickets at Credit Union Place and creditunionplace.ca.
Beautiful morning out there right now. We do have a chance of flurries today. It will be windy, especially along parts of the coast. And today's high is -1. With a -8 wind chill. Tonight is mainly cloudy. Wind will continue. Temperature steady near -1 and a wind chill of near -8. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of +1. Right now, it's -6 in Charlottetown and in Summerside. It's -13 with wind chill.
Bus FSB 2127, Mitchell Gallant's bus to Francois Biot, is running 30 minutes late this morning. Keep that in mind as you're getting the kiddos ready to head out the door. It is 7:46, Darcy's Trivia. Canada has 2,860 of these, which is twice as many as the U.S. Send me your answer, 902-368-1720. We will have your answer after 8. Ooh, intense at the end there. The Glee soundtrack and Deck the Rooftop. It's Ocean 100. I know it was. 7:49 here at Ocean 100. And good morning. It is Interesting Islander Day. That's what we do on Fridays after 7:30. It's for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. We are joined today by Lieutenant John Burton from the Salvation Army here in Charlottetown. And, you know, we definitely have been chatting about Toys for Tots a lot because it is a very important part of what you do. But there's some other things that you guys are involved with too. Jill?
Yes, I am curious to know, I guess, first of all, what are the kind of different programs that Salvation Army offers? And also, where do you draw on your fundraising?
Well, the Salvation Army, we have a breakfast program out of our facility on our church on Fitzroy Street, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We also run a food bank on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we also have lots of one-off programs, like we have our back-to-school supplies and backpack program.
Yep.
We have our Coats for Kids program that we work with the downtown business community with.
Right.
And then various meals, like we had a Thanksgiving meal. We're probably going to have another meal in the spring for the community. And we also, the Salvation Army is involved with the Bedford McDonald House, which right. is the emergency men's shelter. And we administer programs for the provincial government, like the home heating program and the transitional housing program.
Okay.
So there's quite a bit going on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. And I know, so a lot of people, and that's interesting because people may not be aware of all the things that the Salvation Army does. And I know in advance of the holidays, we are all familiar with the kettle campaign that yeah. we see folks, you know, at local stores and that sort of thing collecting. And how does that help the organization?
Well, the kettle program is our main fundraising program of the year. And that's why it's so important to us. And I just want people to know that the money that we raise for the kettle program stays in Prince Edward Island.
Right.
Between Summerside and Charlottetown, Islanders are so incredibly generous. But all that money stays in Prince Edward Island to help people that are in need. And we also are expanding a little bit this year. We'll be in Surrey for 2 days and Montague for 2 days for the kettle program. And again, the money that is raised in those communities will be allocated to them for them, their needs.
And I think that it's important to note, like we were chatting off air, that kettle campaign, that is really the funding that you rely on to implement the programs, right? Like that's
yeah,
your main
we do.
Source.
Aside from the government funding that we get to run the programs that we administer on their behalf,
yep.
All the breakfast program, the food bank, all the toys that we give out, and the backpacks and school supplies and all the dinners that we
right.
that we try to do and our church services that we have, you know, all that money comes from one's short span of fundraising in the end of November to in December. And that has to last us the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was saying, we do have, you know, sometimes sporadic donations come in throughout the year, which is awesome. But the money that we get for the Christmas Red Kettle campaign has to last us the whole year. And so we really try to be good stewards of what Islanders trust us with.
Yep.
And to spread it as far as it can go.
And that kettle campaign depends so much on volunteers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we couldn't do the kettle campaign without our volunteers. It's amazing. It's, you know, it's almost, it's so noticeable the amount that is in the red kettle when there's a volunteer there to greet people and when there isn't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would like to put it out there. If you have a spare couple of hours and you would like to help us out, Red Kettle volunteers is something that's easy. You stand there and you smile and you say Merry Christmas to people and just talk with them, you know. So it's very needed.
Yeah, and if people are interested in that, they can get a hold of us and we'll point you in the right direction. For sure,
that'd be great.
If you're looking to volunteer. Well, you know what? We're gonna transition here into a pretty important part of the show. This is the birthdays, okay? The birthday list, celebration calendar, as we like to call it. It's for the Confederation Bridge, and it's Draw Day Friday, John. So you're pretty lucky to be in here today. Pretty lucky. December 8th, babies. Kira Gormley, a happy 17th birthday today from Mom, Ty, Tandy, Tate, and Little Champ. Elaine Doucette in Farmington, very happy birthday from Carol and Cameron. Tomorrow, Doug Wood is celebrating in Mermaid. Carrie McPhee in Surrey is 17 today. Kathy Murchison in Point Prim is 49 again. To the kindest lady in all the world, everyone has had a delicious baked good from Kathy at some point in time in their life. Well, I haven't, so Kathy, let's make that happen. Oh, happy birthday. And Jessica O'Keefe, happy 41st birthday today from the Fam Jam.
Happy 51st wedding anniversary for James and Christine McCollum in Marshfield. Jaron Murphy in Charlottetown, happy 10th to you. Love from Mom, Dad, and Sister Charlize. And Carol McCourt in Charlottetown. We're told it's a big birthday, number 50. Happy birthday, Carol.
Tomorrow, Brooke Burns, who is a Holland College graphic design student, a first-year student, is celebrating a 19th birthday. Happy birthday, Brooke. Susan Gallant also celebrating tomorrow. Kenzie McGuigan turning 9. Happy birthday to you. From Mom, Mike, Abby, Caden, Matea, and Bear. Oh, happy birthday. And tomorrow, Maura Doyle in Charlottetown. Best wishes from your family. Again, tomorrow, Doug Wood and Mermaid, 43. Love, Meg and Charlotte. And finally, Gabe Fullerton of Pownall. Happy 15th birthday to you, Gabe, from Mom, Dad, and the rest of his family and friends.
Also, a happy birthday here that just came in over text. Jake Smith, working at the Alberton Bakery.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's from all the staff. Have a great day. I'm told he gets to work for 8, so you better be there soon. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today.
I want to mention a quick late bus as well.
Oh, get her in there, buddy. Get her in there.
Bus 764, Chris Ahern, serving Three Oaks family of schools, running 30 minutes late. Of course, earlier we got note of bus FSB 2127, Mitchell Gallant's bus to Francois Biot, running 30 minutes late.
All right. Now I'm going to give away a couple bridge passes, okay? Congratulations to a couple McDonald's that won bridge passes. Elliot McDonald in Crapo and Barbara McDonald in Charlottetown. Congratulations. We will mail out a bridge pass each to you. Congratulations. Happy birthday to all celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to see.
Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, winds becoming light near noon and a high of 1. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thanks very much, Scott. It is 8:05. Good morning. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. We have with us this morning our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Lieutenant John Burton from the Salvation Army is here with us. And John, this is the time of the show where we wrap up Darcy's trivia question and award someone a $100 gift card from Robbins.
Wow.
I know, hey, that's my word for it too. So today's question, Canada has 2,860 of these, twice as many as the United States. What is it? A lot of good texts today. A lot of people said lakes. Mm-hmm. No, not lakes. A lot of people did have the right answer though today, which is hockey rinks.
Hockey rinks.
Hockey rinks. Yeah, we have more rinks than they do in the U.S. All right, so if you had that, your name's going into the draw. If you had a correct answer this week, everyone's name goes into the draw, and we will make that draw right now. Congratulations to our $100 gift card winner, Marcella Campbell. Congratulations, Marcella. You got yourself a $100 gift card from our pals at Robbins. All right, it's go time, guys. John, this is a big morning. You're here for a lot of cool things. Christmas karaoke? It's Christmas karaoke time. If you want to sing for a prize, give me a call right now. 902-368-1720. Caller 7 gets to play.
We are CHTN-FM Charlottetown. PEI's Christmas favorites. Ocean 100.
Oh, man, that was fun. David Foster.
Exhausting.
The David Foster Orchestra, sorry.
Exhausting to watch you, too.
Carol of the Bells. It's 8:09. Welcome to our world today, John Burton from the Salvation Army.
We have Christmas music.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun in here. And we're about to have even more fun because joining us on the line from Brackley Beach is Carol Ann Green. How you doing today, Carol?
I'm doing amazing.
Awesome.
It's Friday.
It is, right? Like, and the sun is shining, and you have a chance to sing a song and win a prize today. How's that feel?
That feels great.
Great. Awesome. Do you have any
fun yet?
Any big plans today or this weekend coming up? Anything Christmassy on the go?
Yeah, we're celebrating Christmas with my son and daughter-in-law and their children this Saturday.
Terrific. Wow. Well, that sounds like a really good time.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, I'm very happy for you guys, and enjoy that. You have selected Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree today, okay?
Yeah.
So I have the karaoke track loaded here, and you just got to sing along with it to the best of your ability, and we will hook you up with a terrific prize today from our friends at Foxy's Crystals and Gems, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
You have to find your inner Brenda Lee.
We're cheering for you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Carol Ann Green from Brackley Beach. It's your time to shine. Here we go. Here we don't go.
I was going to say
that's okay. No, that's good. That's good. I'm trying here. I'm really trying
this
hard.
This is just to make letting this... you get in the zone, Carol Ann.
Yeah, no, it is.
Should I do it a cappella?
There we go.
Okay,
there
it's we go. Coming.
Okay, it just takes a second to get into it, apparently.
Plug the karaoke machine in.
Yeah, there we go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, whatever rocking holiday.
Yeah, that's close.
Where's the music?
Oh, she can't hear the music.
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start this again, okay? Here you go. No, one more time, Carol Ann. One more time.
Right, you've got a beautiful voice.
John, this never happens either. It just never happens. Okay, can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna make you stop. I'm gonna let you stop there. I want
to hear Carol Ann. She's got a beautiful singing voice. I can hear it, and I think she's having trouble hearing the track. So I want to hear her sing a cappella.
Okay.
You can sing it for us.
Get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with bells of holly.
That was what we were waiting for.
There we go.
Okay, now that was good. Yeah.
That was the winner.
All three really tries good. Were brilliant.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and well, we got the prize for you, Carol Ann. We got the prize for you here. I feel like we should be giving you more for the hassle today, but you come on in and see us, and we'll get you hooked up. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
And you have just a fabulous Friday and the best weekend ever with your family. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Christmas.
You too. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much. Take care. We'll have more with Lieutenant John Burton. Oh, he's dazzled now. He's loving this from the Salvation Army coming up next.
He's grateful that he's not having to sing
karaoke. It's a very comfy chair.
excuse me, just want to pop in here and say,
this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
We're finding the perfect gift. Leon's Charlottetown has it all. Hurry in today for Leon's Charlottetown Liquidation Sale, where holiday dreams come true.
We are expecting a mainly cloudy day, although I am seeing some sunshine right now. We do have a chance of flurries. Windy today, especially along parts of the coast, and today's high is -1 with a -8 wind chill. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Wind will continue. Temperature steady near -1 and a wind chill near -8 overnight. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of +1. Right now, it's -6 in Summerside, -7 in Charlottetown, -13 with wind chill. Yikes. Darce.
And the late buses this morning, bus 764, Chris Ahern serving Three Oaks Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late, and bus FSB 2127, Mitchell Gallant's bus to Francois Biot, running 30 minutes late.
Lieutenant. Turn that on. Lieutenant John Burton is our interesting Islander today, and we'll have more with him coming up next.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Him and his wife and all of his compadres at the Salvation Army are the busiest people on planet Earth, it would appear, these days, because there's so much going on. Lieutenant John Burton is our interesting Islander today, and it has been great chatting with you about you and about the Salvation Army today. And let's tie it all together now, because Toys for Tots is our major fundraiser each and every year here at Ocean 100. One of our major fundraisers, I should say. Very important. I had a tour of your facilities down there. I had never been in until I had the tour last week. So being able to see how things work there is great. But let's talk about the need, because this is what we're really trying to hammer home this year, is that the need is again increased dramatically year over year.
Yes, and we normally expect to have a small increase year over year because of inflation and population growth.
Mm-hmm.
But from 2022 to 2023, we're seeing up to 30% growth in terms of those people using our programs and coming in for help. And of course, it's not just the Salvation Army. Other agencies around the city are seeing that growth as well.
For sure.
But in terms of our breakfast program, like I said, last year at this time, we were happy if we were serving 35 to 40. Now we're serving up to 70 some mornings.
Mm.
And our food bank has doubled as well. And our Christmas program is up 30% over last year. And so we're seeing where we gave out maybe, I think we served about 425 families last year. Now this year we're looking at probably around 510 families.
Another big increase.
And some of those large families get two hampers the way we do the distribution. So we're looking at close to 600 plus hampers this year for us. And, you know, that's a lot out of our small kind of unit that we have.
And when we talk about the toys, when they're going out, you guys have a nice system down there. Just explain maybe how things work in that area.
Well, we've been fine-tuning the system over years with your help. Toys come in and we categorize them by age and type of toy, and then that allows us to figure out, based on the registration forms, where we're at in terms of having enough. Gotcha. And then, for example, right now we know by the types of toys that we have that we're a little bit low on toys for girls ages 9 to 12. So we'll be looking for hopefully more donations for that age group. But as we get closer to that December 18th deadline, that's when we start our distribution.
Right.
We really are going to be looking at, what do we need? Because we're not going to have a lot of time, because when distribution starts, we have to try to serve 20 to 30 families per day until it's all done. And so there's not a lot of time to go through and say, okay, well, you know, we're a little bit low on this, we're a little bit low on that. We need to know.
Yeah, right. If somebody, because I mean, I would imagine that the distribution alone would take a lot of volunteers, a lot of people putting in a lot of hours. If someone out there wants to volunteer to do this, if someone out there wants to volunteer to stand at a kettle or anything like that, is there a good way to get information about the Salvation Army?
Well, yeah, you could go on to salvationarmy.ca, our website. You can call our office on Fitzroy Street at, am I allowed to give the number?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
902-892-2281. I never call it, so I hope that's right.
That's all right. But,
and talk to our kettle coordinator, Effie Abel, or our community and family services supervisor, Justin Abel, and they will hook you up with a volunteer opportunity. Like I said, the Salvation Army, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without volunteers.
Right.
That is our army.
Right.
And so, you know, it's the same across Canada. It's the same here in Charlottetown. And so getting, you know, with regard to the toys, you know, on the other hand, the people that donate toys, they're our army too.
Yeah, right.
Because they're our army of donors and they help out and they are the ones that are actually making Christmas wonderful for so many kids on the island.
Right.
You know, we do our best to collect them and organize them and disperse them, but it's the donors, the people that are actually offering toys from their wallets that are really, they're the crux of this Christmas campaign, really.
Right.
Is it that same number for folks who may need some help and assistance for this holiday season?
Yes. We just put in a new, I guess it's called a phone tree. So if you phone that main number, then you'll have a choice between four different departments that you can talk to.
Wonderful. All right. We'll make sure we get that up on our website so people have easy access to the number.
Sure.
John, a gigantic tip of the cap to, you know, you and your wife and the Salvation Army in general for doing what you do. So many hours go into it. You know, you're kind of always on when it comes to it. So thank you on behalf of Islanders for doing what you do. We very much cherish our relationship that we have with you folks as well. So thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. And let's get some girl toys ages 9 to 12. Let's get some of those rolling in.
I hear Lego is big this year for girls.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Barbie. Okay. Lego, I don't know.
Timeless. Really, yes. Timeless.
Timeless, that's true.
Timeless. Thank you. Lego never goes away. Thank you again. It was really nice to have you here. And I think you also pointed out some really neat things in that Islanders do care for Islanders. So thank you for facilitating that. And I hope you get some rest over the holidays too.
I will. December 26th, I'll start resting.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Have a great day. Christmas time is here. It's
beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Coming this Christmas, Ocean 100's Christmas.